Hello world, welcome to my palace. That you hear is nature calling. Open your mind, lift your spirit, and release your soul into a higher vibration. Right now, I want you to feel what I feel. I want you to ground yourself and slowly walk into your destiny. I have a story to tell. So the other day, a few weeks ago, actually, I would say I got in a fight with myself. You know what the fight was about? The fight was about where I was in life and where I wanted to be. Obviously, the disagreement came from the two not adding up. I felt like I had worked hard enough to be at some point of completion for the goal that I wanted to reach. But what had I really done to secure that level of completion? What did I really do for myself? I mean, I did a lot for the job. Of course, it was my job. But what did I do for myself? Right now, that's what I'm asking myself. Did I do this for me, or because it was what I was told to do? As I'm out here with nature, I realize that everything has a purpose, whether you think it does or not. The trees have purpose. They give us shade. The grass has purpose. The ants have purpose. Everything has a purpose. Yet, I still have not found what my purpose is. Why do I feel that way? Well, I have a lifetime to figure out, and there's no rush for me. There's no rush for me to know what my purpose is. But the journey to that, is what I live for. Discovering myself. Figuring out what I was really sent here to do and what keeps me motivated. Today might not have been the best day. Me fighting with myself about where I wanted to be and where I was, that might not have been the best thing to do. But it's a part of life. And right now, as I walk through nature, of course I'm disturbed by the nets. I'm in the country, so there's a lot of noise and disturbance going on. But that has taught me that we need a little bit of noise to awaken us, to move our vibrations and build us up. You need something to hold on to. I told myself that I'm going to be starting a journal, a voice journal, even though I do enjoy writing and I will write some of my journalings down. But right now I want it to be authentic and straight off the dome. So I'm just gonna journal my thoughts, my feelings. And hopefully, sooner or later, I'll have people come in and speak with me on how they feel today. Because that's really what we all need. We all need a checkup, and we all need to check in with ourselves. And if you don't do it, who's going to do it? You always got to ask yourself, How am I feeling inside? Does this bring joy into my life? Is this work that I'm doing making me feel whole as a person? Listen, we can't change what's already here. The noise in the background, the crickets, the insects, everything that's already there, it can't be undone. We can't change that. All we can do is build into our future. So today is what my friend would say, day one into building into my future. Today is the day for goals. So today, I challenge you to write one goal. I was going to say three, but why three when we have a lifetime to explore? Right now, we can start with short-term goals. So I challenge you to make one. This is my one. Speaking to the people, waking up, being able to use my voice to get the word out on hopefulness, on purpose, just on everything, really. I'd like to know if there's any goals that you might have. What do you hope for? What are your wishes? I'd love to know that. That's all I have for today. Join me again next time.